Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve postgame podcast. I'm your host and analyst, Drew Mindell, for tonight's podcast. An absolutely heartbreaking 4-3 defeat for the Winnipeg Jets at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks. A game the Jets led 3-2 entering the third period tonight. A tremendously entertaining game between two teams battling for the playoff spots. Chicago in a better position than the Winnipeg Jets, of course, but the Blackhawks had dropped to the first wild card spot. The Jets still hold on to that second wild card spot, but the teams behind them were getting a little closer, especially the Calgary Flames, who won earlier in the day against the Nashville Predators. The Jets, as I mentioned, a heartbreaking loss to the Blackhawks as the Blackhawks scored with 31 seconds to go in the third period on a Jonathan Toews goal to end up getting the victory and a clean 2 points to move them back into third in the Western Conference, third in the Central Division in the Western Conference, as the Minnesota Wild now drop back to the first wild card spot. Chicago opened the scoring at the 18:30 mark of the first period. It was a power play goal by Andrew Shaw, assist to Brandon Saad and Duncan Keith. Keith makes a tremendous play here to keep the puck in, sprawling at the blue line to keep the puck onside on the power play. Feeds it over to Saad, whose one-timer hits Andrew Shaw in front. Shaw is then able to turn and fire and slides it past Andre Pavlik into the majority of the net, which had been vacated as Pavlik went to play the shot, and it's 1-0 for the Blackhawks after 20 minutes. The Jets were the better of the two teams for the majority of the first period, but the Blackhawks end up with the lead on the is with 1-0 after 20 minutes. The Jets controlled the bulk of the first period, probably outplaying them for the first 12 or so minutes, and then the Blackhawks were the better team for the final 8 minutes of the first period. Jets tie the game at the 4:34 mark of the second period. It's a power play goal for Dustin Byfuglien. It's unassisted. It comes just after the Blackhawks end up on a shorthanded 2-on-0 opportunity. They fail to capitalize. Jets go down the length of the ice. Byfuglien keeps the puck in and sort of barrels his way into a shooting position and is able to take the shot. Corey Crawford gets a piece of it, but it sort of goes up and over him, trickles behind him, and then into the net. The Jets tying it up 1-1 early in the second period. Jets jump ahead with a 2-1 lead 3 minutes later, 3 minutes and 6 seconds later to be exact, at the 7:40 mark. It's a shorthanded goal, and you're unlikely to see a prettier shorthanded goal in the NHL this year. A beautiful tic-tac-toe passing play finished by Blake Wheeler as he outweights Corey Crawford and slides it into the empty net. Andrew Ladd is streaking down the left side of the ice, drops it back to Tyler Myers, who feeds Blake Wheeler, who's coming down the right side. And as I said, Wheeler just outweights Corey Crawford, demonstrating tremendous patience, and shoots it into the open net. And the Jets have their first lead of the night, 2-1, at the 7:40 mark of the second period. Blackhawks tie it up at the 16:19 mark of the second. It's Brad Richards, his 12th of the year, assist to Johnny Oduya and Antoine Vermette. It's a nice tip play by Brad Richards, who still demonstrates he's got the hands that made him one of the most feared players in the NHL a number of years ago. Doesn't have the wheels anymore. Can't skate as well as he used to, as we saw later on in the game when he was sent in on a partial breakaway and had to take a shot from further out than he had hoped because the defense was gaining on him. But Johnny Oduya keeps it in at the point and just sort of throws it on net. Brad Richards with the nifty tip up and over Andre Pavlik, and it's a 2-2 game late in the second period. The Jets' power play was clicking tonight, though, and the Jets are able to regain the one-goal lead before the second period expires. Dustin Byfuglien gets his second of the game, his 18th of the season, assists to Andrew Ladd and Drew Stafford. It's a point shot by Byfuglien that finds the back of the net. Looks like it may have been deflected by Jonathan Toews, and that's what allowed it to beat Crawford, but it's a hell of a shot by Byfuglien. Probably could have beaten Crawford anyways. Seconds earlier, Buff had taken a point shot and rang it off the inner post. Gets a second opportunity, makes no mistake, and after 40 minutes, the Winnipeg Jets have a 3-2 lead. The Blackhawks tie it up at the 6:27 mark, and this is going to be a goal that is going to leave Jets fans apoplectic, to say the least. Toby Enstrom goes back to retrieve the puck after it rings around the boards. He gets tied up with the linesman on the play. Somehow his stick gets caught between the linesman and the boards. He loses his stick on the play. It's pretty much, it goes from bad to worse as he tries to bat the puck forward and is unable to do so. Patrick Sharp picks it up, comes in on a breakaway, and is able to beat Andrei Pavlik glove hand. One of those plays that if the Jets end up missing the playoffs, fans are going to look back on that and may have some sleepless nights for a long summer if that turns out to rear its ugly head. Jets get a power play late in the game with about 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Mikael Roosevelt goes off for tripping. The Jets aren't able to do anything on the power play, weren't really able to set up as well as they had earlier in the game. And with 31 seconds to play in the game, Jonathan Toews gives the Blackhawks a 4-3 victory, tipping in a Nicklas Chalmerson shot from the right point. Toews just sort of flying by the middle of the net, gets his stick on it. It beats Andrei Pavlik. Marian Hossa with another assist on it. And the Jets fall to the Chicago Blackhawks by the 4-3 margin. An absolutely heartbreaking defeat for the Winnipeg Jets. One of those games where at the end of the season, if the Jets fall 1 point or 2 points shy of the playoffs, they're going to look back at this game and say, we deserved at least 1 point. We deserved at least to get the game into overtime. But they did not. They'll look at this game, similar to the San Jose game, I believe, in the early in January, where they gave up a goal with 5 seconds to go. And, of course, the St. Louis game a number of weeks ago, where they battled back and thought that they would have been able to at least get 1 point. A very difficult loss tonight for the Winnipeg Jets. Still in a playoff spot as we speak, mind you, but that's going to depend what happens tomorrow evening, as it's going to be a night of scoreboard watching for the Jets. Los Angeles, the Kings, who are just trailing the Jets for that second wild card spot, and technically the third spot in the Pacific Division as well. The Kings into Chicago to play the Blackhawks. They've been waiting for the Hawks. The Hawks obviously going to travel home tonight and play on a back-to-back situation. The Calgary Flames head into Dallas. The Flames on a back-to-back situation, as they had played in Nashville earlier tonight. The Stars still have some hopes of making a run for that final playoff spot. They're not yet mathematically eliminated. I believe 6 points back of the final Western Conference wildcard spot with 6 games to play. So that'll be a big game for Dallas tomorrow night. And then in St. Louis, the Vancouver Canucks head into St. Louis to play against the Blues. Also a big game for the Canucks, because depending on what happens between the Flames in the Flames game and the Kings game, the Pacific Division might get even closer than it currently is. It's going to come right down to the wire. That shouldn't come as much of a surprise to anybody. And this loss for the Winnipeg Jets tonight could be a deciding factor if the team ends up making the playoffs or falls just short. In terms of time on ice for the Winnipeg Jets, looks like they were led by Dustin Byfuglien playing 22 minutes and 9 seconds on the back end. The Jets were able to really space out the time on ice better than they have been in past games this season. Matthew Perreault enters into the lineup. He plays 8 minutes and 40 seconds, centering the fourth line and getting some time on the power play. So Coach Paul Maurice sort of easing Perreault back into the lineup. Chris Thorburn plays 8:41. Matt Halischuk 7:10. Defensemen all in and around the 17-minute mark. Tardy 17:49. Stewart 17:16. Trouba 20:17. Toby Enstrom 20:18. Tyler Myers 19:40. Tough, tough loss for the Winnipeg Jets tonight. A game that they certainly deserved at least 1 point. Jets next in action Tuesday night as they face the New York Rangers here. The final of the 3 straight games against original 6 teams. The Jets and the Rangers will be Tuesday night at 7 o'clock here at MTS Center. pretty much every game now till the end of the season is must win for the Winnipeg Jets, and that goes doubly so after they lose tonight 4-3 at the hands of the Chicago Blackhawks. Stay tuned to IllegalCurve.com. We will have audio from both the Jets dressing room as well as the Chicago Blackhawks dressing room. For Ezra Ginsberg, who's gathering audio, I'm your host, analyst, and all-around bon vivant, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve postgame podcast.